The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I feel like, man, you don't even need no introduction, because if a motherfucker ever like seen media, anything that's going, nigga, your face done came across fucking hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, they already know. They ain't stupid. They know what's going on when it's authentic and stick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's just about to level up in the growth.
I'm going to call you the real fat boy, because You're the real one. I don't think anybody can really match. Homie, your energy is hardly matched.
Yeah, they know.
What's been going on with you, man?
I'm saying, man, you know, I've been working, man, putting this shit together. You know, I got the family, you know, the kids, you know what I mean? So it's been, I took a standstill back from the, you know, doing the skits and shit on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's growth. I'm about to be 30, you know what I'm saying? Next year, I just turned 29, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, where I'm from.
Like, are you looking already forward to it? Yeah, like,
yeah, I'm 30, you know what I'm saying? Like, 29 is, 30. I just turned 29 in November, so 30 is right there. It's a new year is over. I'm 30. You know what
January
I'm saying?
So almost gone.
It's almost gone. So at the end of the day, it's a setting in my head that I gotta build up. I gotta be grown. When I was doing that other shit, I was 21, 22, 23, 24 type shit. Young nigga getting money, new brink on life type shit. So now I got children, I got a house, I got 3 whips, I got shit going on for myself, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta level up. So that's why I became, you know what I'm saying, that I've been always creating revenue off what I was doing. Like, that was the goal, to get in this shit, create revenue. I'm from the block, I'm from the slum, so we didn't have shit. So at the end, I'm like, nigga, I'm not about to do this. Like, you know, niggas be doing this shit for fame and playing around, and I'm doing this shit for a check, for the money, and I'm gonna love what I do. It ain't all about the money, because I have this shit for free. I have show niggas love, you know what I'm saying? Even though it wasn't reciprocated, but fuck them. But at the end of the day, it's about that camaraderie of yourself knowing what you want to do. That's what some bozos niggas out here don't even know.
Right. Like, I love that you came in. This is about to be one of the easiest interviews in the world, because I like that you got a lot to say, man, especially like coming from, you know, just being self-proclaimed. You just doing it on your own, George. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure niggas done grew, got management, or got other things going on. But it nobody just discovered you just because.
No.
It was because you already had motion.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I really do commend that, man. Like, when did you really start picking up on it? When did you say, like, hey, I'm about to start doing this, man. I'm about to start doing skits.
I'm saying, when I've been always, you know, niggas been a class clown all, you know what I'm saying? Been a cool nigga growing up in the streets type shit. So I was like, man, I've been doing this shit before Instagram. I've been doing this. Like, I went viral on Vine and shit like that back when Vine was lit. But before Vine, before the social media shit, I've been like doing shit, having fun, like you know what I'm saying? Want to make niggas laugh and shit, make people laugh and shit. So I've been doing it. So it was a second nature to me, you know what I'm saying? Because where I come from is like, demons. It's like, it's a lot of shit going on, like bad shit going on. So I'm like, fuck it, like, I'm in this shit. Let me be the shine of it. Like, let me be the light. So all the shit we going through, just let me be the light. Like, knowing niggas can smile type shit. That's how I wanted to be. So that's why I became. That's why I call myself the biggest hurt. Cause I always wanted niggas to feel, you know what I'm saying? It's a way out. It ain't always this.
Right.
It ain't always the dark. It's the good too. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I wanted to have, you know what I'm saying, on myself. Like, that's why I call myself the biggest heart. The show niggas is always love. Even though I got into bullshit, even though I did bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Karma found my black ass, though, sooner or later. But you get what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, even, you know, we go through shit growing up, coming up in the slums and shit like that. So at the end of the day, it's just a stepping stone, so.
I ask you a good question. I hope this is a good question for you. Do you feel like you finding the fame and getting money and, you know, your life changing, do you feel like some of maybe your family members have maybe changed from you towards you? Or do you feel like, hey, everybody still acts the same? Or do you feel like they be wanting something?
I'm saying, hey, you know how it go. Like, once they see you in a different light than they always seen you growing up, of course they gonna have their hand up. Of course they gonna ask you for shit. But a nigga like me, I'ma give it to you. I don't care if you shitted on me back in the day. I don't care if you shit, I'ma still help you because that's the way I am. I ain't no, oh, when I get it, fuck everybody. No. Even if you shitted on me, I still help because you remember, you know you shitted on me. You know what you from, you said I wasn't gonna be nothing. I'm here. I did what I had to do, but I still bless you because I'ma get it back 10 times harder. No matter if I don't, it's gonna happen. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a hustle. I got hustle in my blood. So at the end of the day, it's like a lot of people I done cut off. You feel, even my family, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people I don't even consider family no more. That's really my family. I don't fuck with them because they showed their true colors once a dollar came involved. They showed their true colors once I wanted to do what I needed to do for my life to grow, to progress. So I'm like, damn, like, y'all gonna do this now? Like, I thought y'all was with me, but when it was all like, I'm taking 15 niggas, 30 niggas on flights. I'm paying for that shit. They staying all at my crib when I had the shit in Jersey type shit. I'm feeding niggas, getting niggas. When I get a haircut, I'm getting 12 niggas a haircut type shit, no cap. Mm. Like when I go to Denny's, whatever, that's the way I am. That's the way I do it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm paying. No matter what, I'm taking niggas shot, like buying shit, me. Yeah. Like me, my own dollar, you know what I'm saying? Before I had my children. So at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, like I got kids now. I can't do the same thing no more. I got to leave a legacy for them. I got to have the bag right for them. I can't just be doing, I can help you to a certain degree, but I can't do the normal shit that you used to. I can't, like, you feel me? Like what it is? It was like I was niggas' daddies. You feel what I'm saying? It was like I was niggas' daddy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It was like I was niggas' daddies. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my wife called me daddy. That's my name. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, right,
so my
right.
wife called me daddy. So at the end of the day, I was niggas' daddies, but they wasn't calling me it. You feel me? They wasn't calling
it's a
me that.
Fucked up, sick way to look.
That's what I'm just saying. And then when the shit stopped, I wasn't doing what I was used to.
Yeah.
What I used to. Now I was like, fuck you, you fake. You ain't this. You ain't help me. I'm like, nigga, if it wasn't for me, if it wasn't for my name, nigga, you wouldn't be where you at today. Nigga, nobody wouldn't even know you. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's how I look at it. Niggas be ungrateful.
It's fucked up because it's like the same motherfuckers that you help, right? Same people that you be there for. It's like if you thought about would they do that for you, you probably wouldn't fuck with them in the first place.
No, hell no.
Because you know like half the people that you probably did help. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, the viewers, they be watching, like there's a lot of people that people have helped and they don't get that ever reciprocated, not even the least bit, just even in loyalty. Just even in loyalty, bro. It don't even have to be cash.
Yeah,
you know, it could just be loyalty. Like, loyalty. Just some loyalty. Like, that's everything.
Like respect, like it, like back then, right? You know, like I bet, right? You bring a bitch through, right? You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, you bring a bitch through, you about to pop off and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
You pop off, right? You know what I'm saying? Then you got like this is loyalty for me, I think. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. You got a bitch, you pop off and do what you do with her. And then your other man, she come in and he like, yeah, come with me. Like, if she don't choose you, why is you now you trying to now you
Dirty Mac,
yeah, you trying to make me seem like I'm some. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, she came for me. Like, I understand if she choosing, all best is off. I keep it player P, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I keep it like that. So if she choose you, yeah, go ahead, baby, go in that room. You know what I'm saying? It's y'all ball game. Swing, do what you do. Right. But if you forcing yourself trying to make it seem like you the boss too, and I'm like, damn, bro, you ain't got to do it like that. If she going to choose, she going to choose. If she not, she not. You can't force yourself trying to make me look like a little, you know what I'm saying? Even though I look at my niggas equal, you know what I'm saying? But I'm the one, I'm it. But at the end of the day, it's like, bro, she choose, bro. You can't force yourself on a woman. But that's how some of my people used to do. Like, you feel me? I'm like, bro, because I'm fat or something? Like, what's going on?
I'm curious about you. Like, I know where you're from, but where are you from, Lavoie?
I'm from Irvington. I'm from Irvington, New Jersey. I'm from Newark, Irvington, New Jersey, all that.
How was Essex that like County. For you coming up, for real?
I mean, like, I always, like, my
Before
hood...
Before all this, because the media wasn't even existing.
Yeah, like, I was in the hood. Like, I was in the hood. Chancellor Stuyvesant, you know what I'm saying? 0711 boy. You know
Talk
what I'm saying?
Talk your shit. Pop your shit then.
I was in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Isabella Avenue. You know what I'm saying? No, I was in the hood, bro. Like, that's the hood. It's niggas still in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Doing what they do, doing what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? Getting to the bag type shit. Niggas ain't doing no violence or, you know what I'm saying, even promoting that shit or even condoning that shit. But when we was coming up, 2009, 2008, 2007, 2006, shit was rough. Niggas was going at it. Niggas was getting into shit they wasn't supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So I grew up rough. That's what some people don't fail to realize, you know what I'm saying? They be thinking, oh, he doing videos, you know what I'm saying? He was doing goofy shit or whatever. He, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't in that type of realm. Nigga, I came from the streets for real. Like, I ain't no bitch. I'll fight anybody in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll do what I got. Win, lose, or draw. That's how I came up. If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going... We if I bite you, you bite me, is over with. You know what I'm saying? That's how I fit. That's how I rock. You know what I'm saying? But
to the mental state, because I gotta ask this. I don't want to forget this. I want to ask you. What do you feel like you saw different than them? than the ones that, you know what I'm saying, out of your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Why do you feel like you was chose? Like, because you seem like you done took care of your business and you got to get on a legitimate tip. I'm sure there's niggas that come from your neighborhood been balling, been having it up right now. But to be able to, like, really bring it on Front Street and be able to be comfortable like you are and talk about it, what do you feel like you saw different that was more detrimental to your character than it was them?
I mean, I seen my sister got killed. You know what I'm saying? My sister got killed. She got stabbed with a long ass knife. You know what I'm saying? This is my blood sister. She got killed when she was 18. You know what I'm saying? And then I used to listen to this song. Like, I used to have an MP3 and listen to this song. I used to listen to No Cap, Chris Brown, Take You Down. Right? It used to take me like, I don't know. It used to take me to a place like, and I knew in my life, I'm like, bro, I'm gonna do something. Like, I gotta do something. Like, in her name and her sake, I gotta do something. And I gotta make it count. I can't just, and that's right then and there. Like, I had other people like pass away, get killed and shit like that. But when my sister got killed, like, that shit like hit me. I never talked about this shit. This is my first time ever opening up about that shit. When my sister got killed, I'm like, damn. And then the way she got killed, she got stabbed in her jugular vein. So it's like no repairing that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was a lose-lose situation for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, she was fighting over, I think, a nigga or something like that or whatever. The girl stabbed in her neck, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, that shit woke me up. I was in the 8th grade, but I was thinking like, damn, I gotta do something. And then I still was fucked up throughout the years and shit like that, like not knowing what was going on. But I always knew, I kept in the back of my head, I'm gonna do something. And I knew God was gonna bless me, because at the end of the day, I endured a lot of shit, a lot of pain and shit like that, a lot of bullshit going on. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I knew it was gonna happen. I knew it.
That's got to be crazy, like you say, because I guess everybody has that turn, right? Like, there's something that strikes them that, like, makes them take that turn. I feel like you found yours in the 8th grade. Like, in damn, fact, my sister died, homie. Like, and find out how she died. Like, damn, fighting over, like, to think about it today, over a nigga, something very petty.
Petty.
Maybe back then you'd be like, well, damn, maybe there was something involved. Like, maybe it was something more. But then when you find out that it was just over a nigga, it's like, damn, bro, like.
And then look, right? So my sister, 8th grade, right? My sister went to night school. Yeah. She went to night school.
Yeah.
Fucked up situation. I got kicked out sophomore year. I went to night school. And it was like, they was like, yo, we know your sister and shit like that. So I used to, they like, I think one time, like, the principal of the night school was like, tell your father something. Like, I got her death certificate. Like, I want to see her death certificate. Something, he had it, or he wanted to see it. He wanted to mail it. I don't know what he was doing. Yeah. I forgot. But I just knew he told me. I remember. You feel? I'm like, damn, like, I'm in the same night. Like, I'm in the same element. So I got, like, I kept that in the back of my head, too. You feel me? Because I ain't a high school graduate, you know what I'm saying? So I kept it in the back of my mind. I'm like, damn, bro, like,
I ain't fuck. Either, bro, look where we at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We blessed.
It's fucking crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we blessed.
Right.
We blessed. I ain't a high school graduate because I went to night school. I ain't finished. I worked hard in night school to get back in the day school to fuck up again. So it was like, I left school, went to the block type shit. But you feel me? I'm like, damn, like, I'm in the same predicament. I'm like, I can't have my life. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, not saying it, like, it was God's plan, you know what I'm saying, to do that, you know, with my sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even blame the girl who did it, you know what I'm saying? Because she was young. My sister was 18. The girl was 15. You get what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it was like,
that's being a man today, though.
Yeah,
like assessing the situation.
That's what I'm saying. At that time,
today.
At that time, I wanted to, you know.
Of course.
Ooh, like, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, damn, bro. Like, you never know what somebody was going through at that time. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
At the end of the day, like, sometimes I be saying God forgives, I don't, because it's true. Like, I don't forgive, but I try to cope with the situation in a different way because I'm a man. Like, I'm grown.
I've been watching your skits, bro.
Appreciate it.
For a long time, before I started this, you've been doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I know you've been on it.
Fact.
I always notice, like, your shit be funny, but I find, like, it's funny, but I find a lot of motivation in it.
Yeah, fact.
It's like you kick, like, a motivational funny.
Yeah, of course.
Like, because people can take in something funny than maybe something always so serious.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a serious motherfucker. So
everything
that I kick is going to be very spiritual and very deep. You found a way to be like, okay, I want to be motivational, but I'm going to make it kind of funny. People can take a liking to funny. Who don't like funny stuff?
That's what I'm saying. Who don't want to smile?
Who don't want to smile?
We deal with a lot of bullshit.
You gotta be a real fucked up motherfucker if you don't want to find yourself smiling.
That's what
you know,
I'm saying.
That's real shit though.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody wanna be Billy Bad, big Billy Badass and shit like that. They don't want to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to be happy. And when you coming from the hood, all that shit, the obstacle is to get out and make it out, stay out, and
nobody
don't,
talks
and be
like that, bro.
And be happy.
Why does everybody think I don't want to be there? The real ones that's been there, bro.
They don't want to be there no
if
more.
If you know really and you've seen
bro,
some
they don't
shit,
be there, bro.
You know damn well you don't want to really be there,
be there
there and be a part of that, homie.
They don't want to be there. And if you do, you're a fool. You're an idiot. You're portraying for these little niggas a different, you dumb. That's stupid to me. And everybody who, anybody could go, I don't care. That's dumb. If you in the hood, you came up in the hood doing all the bullshit and everything, and you make it out, and then you go back and do dumb shit, and you made it out. You got millions. You doing what you're doing. You dumb. You're a fool. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck what opportunity. No, I don't give a fuck. No, you dumb. Because at the end of the day, everybody want to be the big man on campus. You can't take care of everybody. Everybody ain't going to perceive it that way because you could give a nigga $1 million one time. When that $1 million up, he going to want another $1 million. You're going to be like, I can't give you $1 million no more.
Not what everybody can go where you going. That's sometimes. What I'm saying. Love one for real. Facts. You sound like a nigga that's always been loyal to yourself first.
I was.
Not a lot of people even start off like that.
I was.
As
I am.
As a man. As a man. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like just being loyal to yourself. Like facts. I like how you started off with that and just having that approach. That's what you give me when I talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this nigga loyal to himself before he can be loyal to his family, his wife, his kids. He got to be loyal to
himself. Yeah,
he
got to
be loyal to him.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's about loving yourself. You know what I'm saying? I just did the TV show Couples Retreat, right? Yeah. So AJ Johnson, you know AJ, she played the mother on Baby Boy and shit like that. So she was telling us, like, you have to love yourself before you can love anybody, anything. You have to love yourself. You get what I'm saying? So I've been doing that. I've been loving myself. I've always been fat, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
You done slimmed down, though, Church, since you started.
Of course, because I'm in the gym. I'm lifting and shit like that. I'm doing my thug. This is why I'm a pescatarian in 7 years. You know what I'm saying? I want, you know what I mean? I want the shit to get bigger down there.
I can tell
you
proud of that shit. Pause, he's like, yeah, I've been there. I've been there.
You know what I mean? Doing my little shit, trying to get right. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, is this a stepping stone for my life? Because I always been, you know what I'm saying, fat and shit like that. So I guess I had to love myself. You know what I'm saying? I had to. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but I never was offended. Nigga called me so. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's that going? Nigga, I'm going to get some money. A bitch in this world going to like me.
Wow. Right.
I got it. I'm a catch, for real. Right. Like, seriously. Like, I'm a catch, seriously. Like, it ain't no if, ands, or buts about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could be ugly. I can have the littlest dick. I'm a catch, though. You going to catch a vibe from me.
Right.
Because my spirit. Any bitch that dealt with me, whatever, they be like, yeah, I love him. Yeah, he. Yeah, he. Yup, he's, yeah. He's the, like, you know what I'm saying? He's cool. Yeah. I don't come off like, you know, some niggas, they want to be, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they pretty nigga, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Oh, yeah, bitch. Like, I don't do all that. Like, come on. I always said,
like, listen to me, bro. And I always said this. I'm not the ugliest nigga. I ain't the most handsomest nigga. But I always acted like an ugly nigga. Like, on the inside, because I came from, like, just that. Like, looks wasn't dependent on.
That's
it was personality.
Saying.
It was character. You
character.
Know what I'm saying? You didn't have to be the most handsome. Like, a bitch attracted to that type of shit. These days, it is chains. Cars, you know, how big is your house? You know what I'm saying? What can you spend on me? What can you go? Can you buy me a bag? Can you do this? Can you do that? It has
because
changed.
You got Carisha and JT and all them doing that shit, which is cool, which I give it to the women. Shout out to all the women out there. But you got them bigging that shit up. So, and to me, ain't nothing wrong buying up. Ain't nothing wrong buying a bitch anything or buying a woman anything. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It just got to be a certain way. It got to be a way of, like, it's reciprocated too at the end of the day because she got to show you, like, even if she don't buy you something, long as she, like, you'll rub your knee or something, rub your feet, wash the dishes, you know, rub your back. You know what I mean?
Just, I feel that is very detrimental to a man.
You know?
It'd be some of the simple things. You know saying in a relationship or just even having a chick around it, you know, can keep you really moving and just keep you fulfilled.
And keep
overall.
You motivated, like, baby, get up, go get some money.
Yeah.
I did be like, damn, you get up and you make $4,000. You'd be like, you know what? You told me to, like, even though I was gonna get up, but you, like, you motivated me to get up.
Yeah, because you're not gonna get up and make $4,000 with her down talking you and trying to demasculate you and trying to downsize you. Constantly.
You gonna get up. You gonna get up because she done blow that top down.
You're gonna be thinking about a master plan.
That master plan.
To get the fuck away.
That's what I'm saying.
To get away if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? She gotta keep you, she definitely has to keep you happy. And I get it. She has to, it has to be reciprocated. Like you said, it's gotta be on an equal standpoint, you know?
Facts.
But I mean, I fuck with you, bro, because I feel like you stood for something more than just comedy. You stand for as a realist.
Yeah, fact.
That's what I like about you.
Thank you.
Overall.
Thank
that's
you.
What took
I'm honored
I,
for that too.
That's, you know what I'm saying? You're a realist.
I be seeing you fucking niggas up over here.
Yes,
so I
but
appreciate
I see
that.
You. You be fucking the internet
yeah,
up because,
fact.
Yeah,
fact.
It be funny, but you're a fucking realist.
Yeah.
People can't say it's not true with some of the things that
yeah,
you say.
Course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of
I even
course.
Seen you get on your fat boy kick and be knocking shit out of people's hands like, no, you don't need to eat this.
For
this
real.
Ain't what we eating. Like,
for
we're not putting poison in our body. Like, it's funny, but I feel like you said, like, man, people can really take that, man, to consideration. Like, damn, you know, I'm laughing, but, like, maybe I should try that.
Yeah.
You know, man,
yeah.
I laughed at it. Like,
yep.
Let me try that. Like, maybe I shouldn't do this because I've said this shit before and 1,000 times, homie. People are fucking easily influenced.
Yeah.
People wake up every day and get online and get on social media, and they look for that to tell them how to live. And there's a lot of bullshit on there.
Yeah, a lot of bullshit.
There's a lot of shit
that
don't even stand for nothing.
Nothing.
So to see you and maybe myself, yeah, I might come from my background. Yeah, it might be
but
fucked
you,
up.
But you pump out a message,
but
though.
I'm not trying to kick that and narrative
yeah,
to nobody
facts.
And tell them, hey, go be this.
Yeah, facts.
This is what you should be. No,
facts.
Man, I should be trying to break the fucking cycle.
Facts.
I should
facts.
Be trying to break the cycle.
And that's what make you different. That's what make you stand out, you know what I'm saying?
Not gonna misuse this opportunity.
Because at the end of the day, people want to kick. That you see a lot of fucked up shit going on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? A lot of bullshit. You seeing niggas getting killed. Like, like, this is... That makes me sick to my stomach.
What makes me really sick is where Instagram got like this. Like, do you want to see? Like,
yeah,
it'll tell
then,
you, like,
and then be
it'll
like,
be hidden. And it'd be like, man, do you want to see?
Like,
accept.
You'd be like, damn, I do want to see. And then when I tap it.
I click it.
Me too. And then I see a whole bunch of blood or some shit. I move the camera. I move it out my eye. It scared me because I was born in 93. I don't know about these little niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? How they listen to all this bullshit. Like, I was born in 93. I ain't used to seeing that shit on no internet. We hear about the murders and shit. We hear about the blood. We see the blood on the movies and shit like that. Or the news. We don't even see it on the news. Now we seeing it, a motherfucker squirming for his life.
His life.
What the fuck is
on
this?
On the internet.
What
and
the fuck is this coming
and
to?
And they allow it on just platforms, bruh. It's a trip to
and
me.
And then you know what it is? The social media, social media, some platforms so fucked up, they show that shit for like 3 or 2 hours, 4 hours to big they shit up and then take it off, act like they doing something. Nigga, y'all know what y'all was doing. Y'all know y'all could stop it before uploading. Y'all let them upload it. Nigga, you know what we smart head. We ain't no dummies.
So what I like about you as well, like, you understand the algorithm.
Yeah.
You understand, like, how things can go
yeah.
and how the business goes. I mean, to me, you didn't do that to get on. You didn't have to do that. Like,
yeah.
I'm beating up 100 niggas.
Nah.
I'm stealing. I'm robbing.
Nah.
I'm doing all the
no.
extra shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You didn't have to, I don't know, loved one. I really respect that about you. Like, you didn't take advantage of the opportunity, you went the long way around and
yeah.
still fucking made it.
Yeah, facts. Because that's the way it is. It's the long term. Everybody want the short grind. Everybody want the overnight shit. I sit down. I'm a student in the game. I learn. I learn from Sharp. I learn from Flossy. I learn from everybody in here. I don't know it all. Because everybody want to be, oh, I'm famous. I'm this. Or like other people, like, I'm famous. I'm this. I know more than you know. That person could know something. It ain't about money. It's about the value of life. It's about life gems. That person could tell you, don't go in there. It's 2 snakes in there. You could be like, nah, I'm going there. I want to just see the snake. The snakes bite you. Then what happened? You fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That person with no money, broke, homeless, told you, don't go in there. You didn't listen. He knew something that you didn't know. So at the end of the day, take heed to certain things. That's what I do. I'm a student in the game. I would never shit on nobody. I would never, you know what I'm saying, single nobody up because they ain't got shit. Now, if you fuck with me, if you bother me, then I'm going to tell you, you know what I mean? I don't mess with nobody, you know what I'm saying? I mind my business. But if you bother me and shit, of course we going to get there, you know what I mean? You know, I'm going to boast a little bit.
Keep stepping on my shoes,
yeah.
man, like I done told
you. You know what I'm saying? If you bother me, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Then it's
yeah,
going to be a problem,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I was in the casino the other night, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the casino.
Where was this at?
This was in San Manuel or some shit like that. So I'm
yeah.
in the casino.
Yeah.
So I'm cooling. I'm chilling. I just lost a couple racks. I just lost like 4 or 5 racks. You know what I'm saying? I'm
yeah.
sitting with my wife. We at the slots. So I'm chilling. I'm on my phone. I'm starting. I'm just working now because I lost money. So you know when you
get
lose
right
money,
back on the
you like hold up, nigga. Who owe me? Hey yo, Peter, look, that $200 you owe me. I need that. Then cash at
right,
me now,
right.
baby. Go to ATM. Give me $4,000 again. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm in my zone. So a nigga walks up. He like, what's up, fat boy? Boom boom. Oh shit, fat boy. I'm like, what's up, Brody? I pounded him already. So he goes for touching my shoulder.
Godliness is exercising cleanliness,
yeah,
man.
Like, so I'm like that. I'm like that with him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you ain't sharp, nigga. You ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You ain't my little brother Tommy or Jaden. You can't just come over and like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get it though, he excited, you know what I'm saying? I get it.
Right,
so
right,
I dapped him,
right,
you know what I'm saying? So right. I dapped him up. You feel me? So then he tried to go for touch me. I dipped him. Like, bro, chill. Like, hold on, loved one. I'm
now you're dipping on him.
Yeah, I dipped on him until he didn't want to touch me. So I guess he told you, like, man, you Hollywood and you just think you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay. Boom, hit him with, suck my, you know what I mean? Don't leave me alone. I'm near already. I'm high already. I'm living. I lost.
You've already lost money.
I already lost. So I'm near already.
You've already lost money.
You feel me? I'm already there. So I'm like, yeah, suck my shit. You know what I mean? Boom. So now he ain't knowing no bullshit. He's still talking though. He's still, yeah, I said it again. You feel me? So I'm like, all right, bet. So now my wife in front of me, she like, chill, like, cool down. I'm like, all right, bet. I don't want to do this shit right. You know what I mean? I don't want to get into no shit at no casino. You know what I mean? So all he know, he called my wife a bitch.
Thank you.
He called my wife a bitch.
What's up?
Yeah, let me get some of that. I need that.
I need that.
So he calls my wife a bitch.
Yeah.
What I supposed to do? I supposed to sit there, not at the end of the day to impress my wife, because she know how I get them. I go there with anybody. Yeah. I don't care you big, tall, small. I don't care. I go there.
You just ain't going to let nobody press you.
I ain't going to let nobody play me.
Me neither, bro. Beat me up or not. I don't give a fuck. Like, I can't let you press me. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I was never taught, and not even for no camera. Like, fuck a camera. Like,
it's just me. I don't fuck with people. Even if you really beat me up.
If I'm out, I really don't fuck with people. So
that's
if you're
what I'm saying.
With me, you're really trying.
He was fucking with
He's
me.
He's really trying.
That's what I'm bonding my business. I'm like, bro, hold on. Tell you could have been. Like, all right, cool, bro. I see you. God bless. Salute. He still went on like, man, you think you Hollywood? You think you... Because I'm like, bro, what's... Your agenda, first of all, was telling me, oh, shit, fat boy, whatever. I'm like, all right, bro, I gave him love, like, fist pounding him, all that. So then after he called my wife a bitch, it was a metal thing on a garbage can. You feel me? Metal thing on a... Oh.
Oh!
Ooh, that's... Yeah.
Hey, man, it's been a good-ass day.
Yeah, good day.
It's been a good-ass day, and the bottle's letting it be known.
It was a good day.
That make everybody nervous? Everybody okay?
It was a good day. So at the end of the day, the nigga, you feel me?
Yeah.
He goes, call my wife a bitch. I takes the metal thing, whack him. Boom!
He's lying, he ain't do that.
He called my wife a bitch. He said something. He's like, because you with this bitch, like something.
Yeah, fucking right, nigga.
I swear to God. As soon as he said
not
that.
Not on that day after losing five bands and I'm on my phone really trying
nigga,
to network,
it was
nigga.
Nigga, the metal shit on the garbage can.
I appreciate you so much.
This the new garbage can. These the 2023 garbage cans. These ain't the old shits we not used to. These the different shits we don't know about. These shits got the metal thing on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate you. You got a toast to that one. I appreciate
love,
that. I need
man.
That rule. You know what I'm saying? I need that.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you, loved one. Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate
so you say your ear. Let me hit you off a little bit more.
So he calls her a bitch. So I just lose it.
Cheers,
thank you.
Man. Cheers.
So I just lose it. I takes the metal thing, whack him. Boom! I whack him. You feel me? I'm like, yeah, nigga. So now he know. So now he still like trying to talk. So when I whacked him, he had three other niggas I didn't see. So they like got me down to the ground. So he got me down to the ground, but they didn't really do too much because I'm watching them. Because when I go down to the ground, I'm like, oh shit. I'm thinking about, oh, I'm like, oh damn, I'm on the ground. It's over. These niggas gonna mash me out. They got something to prove. You know what I'm saying? So I see him trying to kick. So I'm a squeeze. I'm like, I'm squeezing his fucking ankle like a fucking orange. I'm trying to bust his fucking ankle out the fucking socket. So I see him. So he couldn't kick me. So I pops up. Boom. I pops up. You feel me? So now I got a heavy chain on my other chain. I popped it on his face. I can show you the video. I can show you the picture. I popped it on his face. I took my heavy chain off. I whacked him with it. Boom. I whacked him. Then his other man trying to grab my arm. I said, bro, you touch me? He looking like I whacked him. Boom. I whacked him. He started bleeding. Then his other man's coming over. I whacked him.
This
Boom.
Is San Manuel. This is in the casino.
Yes. That's why I got that shit on my eye right here. Right here. That's why I got that shit right here.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was 2 days ago.
Nigga, what the fuck was you? Bro, you was just trying to gamble. See, listen, I'm gonna say this for the record and for people to like really know. Like some people really just do be trying to hang out with their family and be outside. So it's not that a nigga going Hollywood or somebody's going Hollywood on you. It's just that they might deal with that a lot. So sometimes when they step out and they with their family, they just wanna live a normal life too, homie.
That
it's
shit
not,
just chill.
Yeah.
Sharp, like, you would have handled it worse than me.
Man,
like,
bro.
I handled it worse. But I like, come on, bro. You probably need not saying I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Not saying your character involved. But you probably was even talk to the nigga. You probably was like, yo, homie.
No, I try to talk to everybody. I'd be like this. I'd be like, hey, man, it's cool. What, you want to take a picture? I try to do everything I can to be cool with it. You do anything past that, though, like you keep wanting to touch me. You keep wanting to hover around me. Like, bro, I already took the picture with you, homie. Like, be cool. I got some type of validation point that I can say, hey, man, I already did. I gave you your
I already gave you your flowers. Yeah. I dapped you.
And you felt like I dapped you already. I acknowledged you.
I'm on my phone like this. What's up, bro?
You don't know what, yeah, because he don't know what you really going through at the time. Like and people don't know that. So when you walk up on somebody, you think about that. Like, damn, if you see it in their eye or you feel it in their vibe, maybe it might not just necessarily mean that they an asshole. It just mean like, hey, man, this might not be the time right now. You walking up on somebody, you don't know what he really dealing with right now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with my kids. I'm with my daughter, my sons and shit like that. I'm eating. People walk up, I take pictures with them. I be like, damn, I'm with my children. I don't want to do it, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I do it because that is love. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know what I mean? It's love. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end, there's respect too. Like, the nigga just violated. You know what I'm saying? So I violated. You know what I'm saying? I went the whole extra mile. You know what I mean? Because I ain't gonna let nobody. Before somebody gonna play with my respect, I'll fight. I'll get my ass whooped. I ain't gonna let nobody play with my respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna do it. No matter what. No matter, I've been this way. I could get whooped. I'm gonna take my L. Yeah, he whooped me. He hit me with some shit. Yeah, he got me. But I ain't gonna, you gonna know.
You're a man about it, though. You're a man about it,
though,
bro.
Yeah, you gonna know.
If I got my ass whooped, hey, bro, I got my ass whooped.
That's
like,
it.
I'm not gonna sit there and make no fucking excuses for it, homie. But I'll be real, like, I'm not a nigga like that goes and just looks for shit. Cause I already know when I do, it's up. Like,
it's
we're gonna
up.
Get stuck. Like, so, and sometimes, 9 times out of 10, it's always over some bullshit. So it's never really over nothing that's even really meaning, nigga. Did I take money out your house?
Yeah.
Did I touch your mama? Did I touch your wife? Did I, you know what I'm saying? Did I do something to your kid? Like, I can understand then a nigga wanted, but niggas
petty.
Be having problems for
be
nothing.
Petty. That's why we got a lot of niggas in the grave. That's why we got a lot of niggas in jail over pussy. Over pussy. Not even money. Over pussy. Over petty shit. That's why we got niggas in the ground and in the jail over petty shit. Niggas, you got, some niggas are probably ain't, you got majority, I say 40% in jail for money, like arguing with doing something with a nigga over money. You, the rest is pussy and petty shit.
Yeah, though, man, you're going to place for some money in a minute
right,
on that basketball
game.
Yeah,
we're going to do it.
I'm
going
to whip your ass. You ain't just going to walk in and just talk all your shit
like you
was doing.
I hit 72. Let's go.
I saw what you
was doing. I'm a gambler. I gamble.
On the no-jumper basketball game. Yeah, man, I'm definitely going to go up.
Yeah.
I'm on it, man, after this. We're going to have to get it up, man.
Yeah, I'm a gambler.
Since you gamble.
Yeah, I gamble. I gamble hard, heavy.
Yeah. Do you feel like... And I'm going to ask you, I don't know, I don't want to get too personal, but I want to ask you, do you feel like you spend more gambling than you stacking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I lost last year. I lost, it's sad that I lost over half, like more than $500,000 last year. Yeah. It's sad, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm going to get it back. I'm a hustler. I ain't going to cry with no
spilled
milk.
Of course. Of course,
you know, but
you probably thinking
sad.
Now as a businessman, like, damn,
sad.
You know what I could have did with the half
yeah.
a million? I could have had a whole production or something up
saying.
And going, like, nigga, something that's making me money
that's
back for
saying,
maybe
I'm,
even half the fraction.
That's why I'm about to open my wife's store, you know what I'm saying? TT's house.
Yeah.
And shit like that. So it's like, damn.
What's that about?
TT's house, she's gonna be having her hair there, you know, having her her hair boutique situation going on, clothes.
Yeah.
You know,
hair sales. Homie.
Yeah, for
hair
women.
Hair is a number one seller for all races.
You know what I'm saying? In the hood, I'm gonna have, like, you know, t-shirts, thermals and shit like that for you get cold, you wanna, you know, some sneakers, Air Force and shit like that. You know, regular TT's house, when you come in there, you get everything. You might get, you know what I mean? Some
That's
food.
Live though. That's
you know what
live.
I mean? You might get some
That's
pudding.
Live.
You know what I mean? You don't know. You when you walk into TT's house, you don't know what you're gonna get. You
That's,
know what I'm saying?
Hey, so, and I think that's what'll really draw. See, that's different because it's like people always have stores and shit. Like, yeah, I know what I'm going to get when I go to Gucci.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to get when I go to Louis.
Yeah.
You saying, like, when I walk in, I never really know what I'm going to get.
You don't know what
that's,
you...
That's what'll draw a motherfucker.
You,
that's different.
That's what I'm saying. You
that's
might
different.
Get you might get a gift. You might buy a sticker, get a gift or some, you know what I'm saying, some good herbs to go nourish your body with. You might get a... outfit that make you feel good. You might get your hair done. You might
There's
get your
so
nails done.
There's so many people that go to stores or go shopping. How many times have you done it, Church? For real, fat boy, where you went shopping, you'd be like, I just don't see nothing I like.
Yeah,
like, I know this store. Like, I wanted to come here, but this just ain't nothing that I want. But you go to a store like that, you like, I know I'm leaving with something. Like, they got something I ain't seen yet.
I need a pair of them Air Forces. I need to go.
Right.
You know, I need something. You know what I'm saying? So that's the goal with that one. You know, we opening that shit real soon. Getting the paperwork done, the lease, all that shit done right now. So losing that money, it was just like, damn, bro, I could have had it for this. Even though I got a couple dollars, but I could have had it for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, dummy. Then I look at my kids, it's like $500,000. Like, niggas, like, you idiot. I'm like, damn, bro, I'm dumb as hell for that, man. I just be,
it's learning. Hey, but you know what, though, Church? It's learning curves. Mm-hmm. You never had, I'll speak, and I feel like I hope I can speak for both of us when I say this. Like, nigga, we ain't never had it like that before.
Yeah.
That's why we got into some of the shit that we got into, because we wanted to have it.
Yep.
And nigga, when we got it, how could we not? We have to blow through it to get to it, to understand it. Like, okay, yeah, I'm not gonna fuck it off. Like, we gotta be able to fuck it off.
Yeah.
Nigga, I didn't come up with no trust fund. I didn't come up with a whole bunch of money to where I'm like, oh, I don't really care about it. I've noticed, like, I meet a lot of people, right? I don't know if you ever met somebody like that. They'd be like this. They'd be rich as fuck. And they'd be like, I just really don't care about money. Like, money's not like my object because like, they just want the experience. They just want, like, there's some people that get to live for the experience, loved one. They don't, like, me and you, we live for the money, my nigga, because that's what we was always taught.
Yeah, I run into niggas like that. I run into people like that. They just have no care in the world. They be like, yeah, man, I just spent $50,000 at Louis. I'm like, I could, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, nigga could, but it's like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I spend my little $2,000, $3,000, you know what I mean? Little thousand. I ain't even trying to spend that, you know what I mean? But they be like, yeah, I just spent 50. Like, you know, like, these rich ass rap, they be like, I spent 50. I'm like, all right.
What can we... I got a couple more questions because I want to ask these before we go. Like, what can we see of Fat Boy? What can we see for the future for you, man? Because your shit been funny, homie.
Yeah.
And you've been moving and you've been doing your thing out here, homie. I don't like to sit down with nobody that ain't been doing their thing.
Yeah.
And when I heard your name come across my desk, it was a must have.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
It was a must have.
Thank
homie.
You. I'm honored to be here.
Your name
man.
Good with me, homie.
Nah,
for
I appreciate real. You.
Your
I
name is good.
I'm honored to be here, man. I got dinner on me whenever you ready. You know what I'm saying? We're going to lock in after this. Dinner
for
on
sure.
me.
For sure.
Pull up, you know, this extravaganza, red carpet type shit. You know what I mean? For you. Even if you want to come to Jersey.
I'll come
I mean?
To Jersey.
Red carpet for you, you know
Let's
what I'm saying?
I'll come to Jersey.
Facts. You get the cameras out there. We even if no fuck the cameras, it's loyalty and love.
I just want to be there with you, homie.
That's
the experience.
That's
I want to be able to tell the tale.
That's it. We're gonna go around, we're gonna have fun, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like I appreciate you even having me, man.
Bro, what can we expect out of you?
Next. Basically, I'm working on I just did a movie. I just did Trust Nobody 2. You know what I'm saying? Trust Nobody 1 is the biggest movie on Tubi. Go catch it. You know what
Tubi
I'm saying?
Tubi got a lot of great shit. Don't
dope
sleep
shit.
On Tubi.
No.
If a motherfucker like really likes to watch like real underground movies, there's a lot of people that have made it on mainstream that rather went to Tubi so they can drop more.
Facts. I got the other movie up there, Power and Money, that just dropped on Tubi. You know what I'm saying? It's on Prime.
Catch
Prime,
all that shit.
Yeah, Prime Video 2. Power and Money, Trust Nobody 1 is out right now. I just was filming Trust Nobody 2. You know what I'm saying? We just did VH1 Couples Retreat. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, shout out to everybody at the VH1. You know what I mean? I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. We was in the Palms, 12 days film. I love them. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of shit going on. I'm opening my wife's store. I got my album about to come out. You know what I'm saying? I just dropped a single December 6th called Ride or Die. You know, we working on this music. You know, we getting real solidified. You know what I mean? We got a couple features on the album. I want to drop it February 14th, like on the Heart Day, because I'm the biggest heart, so I want to drop it on the Love Day. But if it ain't, how the label situation working right now, I got to finagle the bagel, get clearances and all that
shit.
How
Kevin Hart feel about that? Say your biggest heart.
I'm saying I don't know.
Talk about it.
I mean, he shouldn't feel no tight. He shouldn't feel no way because
feel no way, huh?
Yeah, hell no, because it's the plan. I'm the biggest heart. Like, I do this shit for real, you know what I'm saying? Like,
talk
I call myself
shit.
The king of Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm the one that, I don't deal with pride. A lot of niggas in this world deal with pride. I don't. I used to. I mean, when you 20, 21, 20, you gonna deal with pride. Now I'm, what are we dealing with pride for? Let's lend a helping hand. If a nigga don't appreciate it, we gonna know. We gonna find out. But at the end of the day, let's lend a helping hand. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt me. It ain't gonna make my bag stop. It's gonna make a nigga that his family, you know, hurting this shit, make his life better. He gonna always appreciate that shit no matter what. No matter what. Even if he ungrateful, he gonna always appreciate him. Like, damn, that nigga did. He did his shit for me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm the biggest heart, man. I call myself the king of Jersey, too, because I am. Because at the end of the day, I feel that way. You know what I mean? Because when I got in that shit, man, I spread nothing but love. Niggas getting that shit be Hollywood. They deal with pride. They don't want to show. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we're going to show the cries. We're going to show the hurt. We're going to show everything, nigga. Because that's the way I came up. I seen a thug cry. I seen a big killer cry.
Some of the biggest. Some of the biggest cry the most.
The cry. Hey, they cry,
for real,
nigga.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? The gun still smoking, nigga, crying. Like, so at the end of the day, it's like, nigga, you, like, we're going to show all that. We gonna show that. We ain't gonna be, no, niggas don't cry. I mean, we all got emotions. We all cry. We all go through things. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you gonna get out the shit. It's about how you gonna manifest your living situation, your spirit, your life. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. So at the end of the day, that's why I call myself the biggest art, because I'm gonna show you everything. I'm gonna show you the good, the bad, the don't do, the do, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. I appreciate you for just coming and fucking with me.
Nah, I appreciate
giving
you.
Giving me two and two of your time.
Nah, facts.
And just sitting down and just coming and kicking some game and popping that shit off from the beginning.
When they told me, Sharp, I said, oh, I bet. Yeah. I'm coming. I'm a fan. I love it. I watched the show. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you. And now you have become a part of it.
Yeah, I appreciate
now
you.
Now you become a part
no
of it.
No cap, I appreciate you. Every opportunity that come, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Whenever you want to come back, man, you call me.
No cap.
Anytime you around here, anytime you like, man, Sharp, what you doing today, man? Sometimes we having an open slot. We can sit down, man. We can always chop it.
Facts. That's dope because that's what we need, man. That's what we need. We need two brothers to come together and just talk and just show these young motherfuckers how to, you know, maneuver.
It shows a certain type of transparency.
Yeah.
Because
these little niggas, they hop in the G-Ride, don't know what to do. We got to show them how to hop in the G-Ride and go the other way. Because you got some older niggas still telling these little niggas hop in the G-Ride and go to the destruction. We got to show them how to get the money, open the podcast, gain revenue off of selling fucking ashtrays.
And you don't have to open, and I'm just gonna give some game before we go. You don't gotta open a podcast to talk about the next person, homie. Open it and talk about you and see where that gets you.
You can talk about fucking plants.
Nigga.
Don't
and the
matter.
Truth needs no support. The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Donnie, shoot us out the gym, church.